What's happening, everybody? This is your boy Buddha Prince on the mic, and today's topic is something that I've been wanting to speak about for a while, and it's words that we use, especially when it comes to the language of English. Words that we use that kindred us from actually just being able not only to achieve, but being able to give us a better life. Because at the end of the day, I would definitely say, well, my opinion, that one of the reasons why everybody wants to have some sort of spirituality is because they want to feel fulfilled. They want to feel happy. They want to feel spiritually elevated. So by certain words we use, we do attract those events into our lives. And also, we destruct things that could be coming into our lives because we are invoking the wrong words that are not giving us exactly what it is. And we have to be very careful about that. So one of the words that I want to talk about is the word trying. Oh, godly. When it comes to that word trying, it just makes my blood boil. You know, when you ask somebody for something and they say, oh, you know what, I'm trying to make it happen, I'm trying to go, I'm trying to do it, that doesn't sound too assertive. So when I have conversations with people and when people say to me, yeah, I'm trying to come and see you, either you are or either you're not. Oh, you know what, I'm trying to do the homework, either you're doing it or either you're not doing it. Don't say the word trying. Trying is a very low vibrational word. Do not use it. You know what you got to do with that? You got to grab that word, go ahead and buy you a shredder from Walmart, and go ahead and shred it. Shred that word out of your system. That word is not good. I know it is not something that is that simple to do. Sometimes I catch myself might just slipping and saying it, and it's okay though. You know, don't beat yourself if you forget and then you do it again and again and again. The less you do it, the more you are going to get used to it. It's going to turn into a habit. So word number one, trying, shred it. Now, I want to talk about also word if. That's word number two of the day. The word if. If is also a very low vibrational word. So instead of you saying, hey, if I make it in the business, if I get the job, if I go to school, to me, that you don't sound too assertive when you're using that word if. When you, instead of saying if I make it, might as well just say when I make it. If I get accepted in college, when I get accepted in college. If I get a record deal, when I get a record deal. So that word, once again, if you got that shredder and shred it still good with the first word, go ahead and use it again and shred that mug. Shred it, because that should not be a part of your vocabulary. Get rid of that word. The other word that I really can't stand is might. A lot of people feel like saying might, it helps them get out of a situation. Yeah, I might do that for you. I might go. And to me, once again, low vibrational word, might. You might go or you going. I might do it or you not doing it. Don't use that word. You know, these words right here are words that I look for a way not to use them. And the more I think before I speak, the less I use these words, because these words can actually mess us up, you know. And also be very careful of what you ask. You know, when you're asking spirit for things, be very careful. Because if you're talking to the spirits and if you say, ay, spirit, la santísima muerte, ay, Dios mío, qué pasa, Shango, oh my God, satase, mabule. Now you get into a point of you know what I'm saying? Like, don't talk to spirits and say, if spirits, you can give me this, if you guys would get me accepted into the school that I want to go to, if you guys do this, if you guys could, I mean, I don't understand this, but God, please try to make this happen for me. Guess what? That's exactly what they're going to do. And that's exactly what you are going to receive. So once again, a lot of people, they want to do magic. They want to do kumbaya. They want to go to the forest. They want to walk backwards. They want to go ahead and jump off a bridge just because they're asking spirits things, but they're not being nice about how they're speaking it because of the words they're using. So I know I get a little hype when I speak sometimes, depending on the topic. and it gets me, you know, a little bit, I don't know, hyped up. But yeah, so just be careful of the words. Be careful of the words, and also just be careful of how you are speaking to your spirit. Just be careful of the words that you use when it comes to your spirit. So right now, those are the only three words that I want to speak about on this segment today. And I would say I'm going to have a whole lot more words that I'll be working on the vocabulary of words, not to say all vocabulary of words with low vibrational tunes, frequency. So it's very important that we actually take consideration of that. And not only by the way we're doing it, by teaching others around us. There's nothing wrong with you telling somebody, you know, stop using the word. Where did you use this word instead? And if they don't want to listen, hey, you know what? Your vibe attracts your tribe. So I hear people say, man, all these people that I'm around, and they negative. They talk negative. They use those words, and they always into something negative. Okay, so why are you hanging with them? Why are you talking to them? Why are you entertaining them? Stop entertaining these people. So if you already know that they negative, and you feel like they bring in bad vibes when they around you, why are you hanging with these people? Being around people, attachments, so-called loyalty, all those things gets us to the point of us just feeling like we are not in control, because we just don't know how to detach ourselves from this particular negativity and these particular people. So just work on those words, and also work on the people that you surround yourself with. If they have these conversations and if they use these words a lot, you already know this person needs a lot of healing, and they need a lot of uplifting, especially when it comes to the daily routine, you know, daily life. Now, don't complain and say that, you know what, the spirits never hear you, they're not there for you. But yeah, they are there for you. They hear you. They hear you all right. So guess what? All this time that you're going after Shango, all this time that you're saying, Yemaya, Yeyemi, every time that you're saying whatever you're saying, you see what I'm saying? Like, they hearing you. They hearing you. So guess what? They're going to do exactly as you say. So you feeling like their spirits are not going to do anything for you. They're not working for you. They're working for you. You just don't know how to invoke them. So, ladies and gents, cats, dogs, and nature, this is your host, Buddha Christmas. Make sure that if you're listening to this segment on my YouTube, to go ahead and subscribe and give it a like and a comment. And if you are on my Instagram, make sure you go ahead and follow me under Buddha Christmas. Until then, let's get these right words out of our system, and let's get them to aid us when it comes to the magic that we're creating from within. Until then, peace.